Your baby could be actively communicating with you long before he or she can actually speak. By teaching your baby sign language, Dr. Joseph Garcia, author of Baby Signing, believes you can give your child the gift of language at a very early age.
Most children are very frustrated when they can't communicate their needs and wants and their thoughts. They understand language and they have enough cognition to use language, but they have no device which to express themselves until they can maturate their vocal cords to the point where they can articulate various words. So signing gives them access to communication before they can talk.
And how do you teach a baby to sign then?
Well, you don't teach a baby to sign. What you want to do is model the signs. It's very important that the baby discover the signs on their own terms because that's part of their empowerment process and their self-esteem building process. For example, you have changing nappies, eating food, taking baths, doing things from day to day. We sort of build them in so you learn just a handful of gestures during each event throughout the day. By the end of the day or the end of a week, you'll have learned 50, 60 signs without any effort whatsoever because mothers and dads are overwhelmed anyway by the new change in their life having a child. So we want to make it easily accessible for the parent and able for them to assimilate or accept that into their lives without a whole lot of, there's no study involved or practice. You just add a sign here, add a sign there. Once you become comfortable with the first few signs, you may add a few more. And we have like first level signs, second level signs, so on. So you can get more and more signs out there. And just by modeling the signs, the child watches the signs. They see the patterns of life emerge. And they associate the words that you're saying along with the gestures that you're making. And pretty soon, they realize they can reach their little hands out and make many of the signs quite naturally and quickly, just like a baby will point to things and reach their arms up to be picked up, those kind of things. And as a result, so they sign naturally anyway. This gives them a more structured, more sophisticated system that they can watch and observe. And then as they start to use the sign and get reinforced by getting a response, it really excites them and they learn more and more signs and pretty soon they're just communicating full on.
Now, other baby signers that I've spoken to have used a lot of singing and nursery rhymes type of thing with it. How useful is that?
Oh, that's very useful because you understand that many of the nursery rhymes and songs are based on things we experience in life anyway. So we see a lot of little children carrying the signs from nursery rhymes and songs over to expressing their feelings and desires and wants in their normal communication also.
Now, some others would say, well, I've kind of got a sign language with my baby anyway, so what's the point in learning something that's sort of standard like this?
The difference between being able to basically understand the basic needs of your child and being able to communicate with your child on a level that they can actually initiate thoughts and things is a whole different depth of bonding experience for a mother. Sure, most moms and dads know what their babies want on a basic level, but this takes it to a much, much deeper level. We have babies expressing humor and teasing their parents and all kinds of things. Now, that you don't get without communication. It goes beyond the basic understanding the needs between a mother or a father and a baby.
And how much do you think signing helps a child develop its vocal cords and its actual speaking language later on?
Well, it doesn't affect the vocal cords necessarily. What it does is it gives children language. Now, the expressive modality of language, be it signs or words, is secondary to the point that they have language. Okay, we find that children who sign tend to speak sooner, but more importantly, it isn't so much how many words they have or how many signs they know. It's the content of those words and signs and what they're doing with them that's more important for their overall development. And one big issue is that it makes parents feel more responsive to their children and it affects their parenting. We have countless parents saying, it changes the way I parent my child when my child is communicating back to me and there's a reciprocal communication going on. And it also reduces tantrums and frustration. As a result, there's just more time for developmental activities. And that's a dramatic difference. In fact, one mother was in graduate school and recorded the difference between signing with some families and removing the frustration and the amount of tantrums that there were almost reduced in half versus those who didn't sign. And the result is so much more time for developmental activities. That's why you hear reports of long-term studies that show children who sign have higher IQs. Well, it's not the signing that gives them the higher IQs. It's the fact that the signing removes a lot of other issues that allows for more developmental activities as a result, that increased engagement is what causes the higher IQs.
Once the child is now learning to speak and is actually communicating with language, how useful is the signing after that? Does it sort of stay with them or should you keep practicing it?
Well, as all children do, they pick up a toy, they play with it. And within a few seconds or minutes, they put it down and go to the next toy. Well, they pick up signs. It's very useful. It serves a utilitarian purpose for them. And then all of a sudden, their voice starts to emerge. You know, they can articulate. You know, the muscles have maturated to the point they can, you know, say the various global languages. And when that happens, they generally drop the signs, unless there's a word like ba can mean ball, bath, baby, you know, or different things. And until they get to that point of clear articulations, the signs help the baby be more clear. But once they can articulate clearly, generally children drop the signs and talk for a while. But then later on, after they've played with that new toy, the voice, you know, then they like to come back and use the signs with their friends and as their secret family language. And of course, now with the emphasis on teaching sign in the school programs, it carries over to that also.
That's Dr. Joseph Garcia from the Baby Signers Network.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.